That is Little Texas. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Hey, good morning, 926 here on this Thursday, July 11th. Getting to it here. And we're talking Headwaters Music Festival. Chalk Fest going on this weekend, but next weekend, this weekend it's about the art. Next weekend it's about the music. Headwaters Music Festival going on. The 2024 edition. Got Patsy and Myrna in to talk with me this morning. Ladies, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bill.
I know you're a little busy this week, to say the least, getting ready for the music festival next weekend. Myrna, we'll start with you. Tell us, you got a lot of notes here. What's happening?
Well, I'm ready with my notes, but I just want to make sure you know everything is free. That's a big deal.
Free. Won't cost you a cent.
Yeah. And we do need more volunteers. And so feel free to call me or any of the board members for information on how you can be a volunteer, especially late at the pickup crew.
Right. Well, Brad said that yesterday, too. If you just want to show up on any of those nights, too, you can do it, and you'll put us to work.
Yeah. And we also, I want to just say that Jeff Meyer has a big thing coming up on Friday, and it's his 2004 class reunion. So it's 20 years since he graduated, and he's bringing a couple guys from California with him, and he's getting a couple guys from his old band from Fargo, I believe.
Okay.
So it'll be his band, but we're calling it Jeff Meyer.
And that's Friday night.
Right.
Downtown.
After Billy D.
Mm-hmm.
The Billy D band, which they have a new name.
Yes.
Okay. And we want more ideas for musical acts for next year. We're always looking for that. That's important. And I just wanted to make sure that our big sponsors get announced, and we're happy the Community and Visitors Bureau is going to help us with the band costs. Farm City Supply has been helpful. Ace, Firehouse Pub, Driftwood, Sportsman's Bar, all of those, plus our service people like Waste Management, KBMW, Daily News have given us good cuts.
You got it.
And the Black Pelican and Weinmeyer's furnishing their trailer for nothing, so that's great. Plus the Daily News. I think I got most of those in there. And we've got some little sponsors. I mean, they're great. We like them, too, like Wappington Park and Rack and The Brew and a lot of anonymous people that want to be kept anonymous but open.
You guys got a lot of friends, and that friend list keeps growing year after year. Well, Patsy, you got a lot of notes over there, too. Step up and tell us what you've got over here. Good to see you again, by the way.
Oh, it's just always a pleasure.
I don't see you enough.
I can't wait to hear you on Main Street on Friday night. That's always a big deal for me. Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for being an incredible supporter of our event. Everybody comes in and talks about everything that's going on. There's some details I'd like to throw in.
Sure.
So I'm just going to jump around.
Okay.
So the first one is, you know, food vendors will be available from serving snacks in the park on Thursday night to actual food vendors that are on Main Street and in the park Friday and Saturday. We want to support our local eateries. So if you want to have something to eat in town, we've got a lot of wonderful eateries in town. Be sure to stop by and have something good to have, and you can snack it out the rest of the night. A reminder that there's no glass in the park on Saturday night.
Make
sure that if you bring a cooler with some of your own beverages, that it's cans. It will also help tremendously with the cleanup. And bring your ID, because wristbands will be required.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you have that.
I'm glad you brought that up.
We want to keep it a family event, a safe family event, and this is one of the things that we can do to do that. Respect the time. A lot of times we have a tendency to ask for, continued music after a period of time.
Yeah.
On Main Street on Friday night, we are done at midnight. We have to clear that street in about 40 minutes.
Right, and that cleanup takes a while. Okay, this isn't just something you can do in 5 minutes. So,
which brings us back to volunteers. Many hands make light work. We have a system down. We just need a few extra hands.
All right.
Please do that. And thank you to Mr. Quam for bringing Jason Quam for bringing the trailers in and getting them moved out on Friday. So the bands need to move quickly. We need to move quickly, but we can do it because we did it last year and it was wonderful.
Right.
Thanks to our sponsors. You are the music in you are the you in music, and we can't have this event without everybody participating. So even though it's free, we do go around and ask for donations. We couldn't do this without our sponsors and the donations. We have Bob's Buckets. You see somebody, you're having a great time, throw a 20 in there. You know, it'll be used for continuing this event into the future.
Right, and that's the beauty of it, and it's kind of what Dave wanted, you know, it's grown. Every year it's grown into bigger and better things, and I'm loving this year's lineup, too. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be spectacular. Thursday night, we are grateful for Whiskey Creek sharing their stage and band and talent, but we are also going to have available on a limited basis the ability to perform to accompaniment tracks if somebody needs to do that.
Okay.
Maybe there's a song that Whiskey Creek doesn't know. I can't imagine what that would be,
They know everything.
So just know that that's available. Lastly, I'd like to reach out to the grieving community. Those mourning a loss or multiple losses like me, pick an afternoon, bring your chair, small cooler, sit in the sun, let the music fill the voids in your heart and soul.
I love that.
You will be amazed what the music will do to you. Mm-hmm. It brought me out of a deep funk, and I am forever grateful. And that's why I'm involved. And we'd like to see you involved, too.
Sure.
And lastly, we'd like to invite the area churches to share their congregations with us on Sunday morning for a musical, ecumenical Sunday morning service in Wells Park. Donuts and coffee are available.
I'm loving that. And now, I got to ask, are you going to take part in any of this sing-along stuff on Thursday? Say yes.
I am going to get up on stage with Whiskey Creek on Thursday. Yes.
Tell them what you're going to say.
All right.
I'm going to do a little Patsy Cline. Ann Murray, little Trisha Yearwood. That's my bag.
Celebrate that beautiful voice of yours.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You really need to. Patsy Myrna, great to have you in here this morning. Thank you so much I know you guys are a little busy, but we will definitely see you both next week, all right?
Okay.
All right. 9:32 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got sunshine, 76 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Wednesday's Farm Talk, I visited with Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson.
We were thinking back in February and January this was going to be a great spring, but it hasn't been that way in some parts of the state.
Well, what a really tough year it's been after you think about that, you know, where we had no snow and just a really nice winter. And you know, and spring started out okay for about a week, and then it's been raining, I think, ever since. And so just pretty much all over the state, there's some real sweet spots for crops where things look really good. But in many parts of the states, the crops behind or didn't get planted. I think we're already over almost 300,000 acres in prevent plant. That number's going to grow quite a bit, you know, as we get going. I just did a tour of northwest Minnesota last week. I was up in Thief River and Halleck, and just, you know, you just see it crops behind a little bit. My area, probably 20-30% didn't get planted. And then all the farmers trying to put up hay. You know, it's like the rain, you know, when it rains every other day, it's hard to get that hay to dry down, and that's really complicated things too as well. So we'll see. You know, farmers are resilient, and and genetics are improved a lot, so we'll see what how we go the rest of the way.
Despite some areas of excessive dryness, improvements are found in the USDA's latest topsoil moisture condition report.